Okay, Parsha Re'eh. This week's Parsha, we have the mitzvah, Maaser Sheni. We bring it up to Yerushalayim. The Pasuk tells us that you, Aseret HaAseret, it's a popular learning that we read on second day Yontif. L'man te'elmad li'yirad Hashem lokecha kol yamim. Why do we do this? So you learn Yirad Hashem. So how do you learn Yirad Hashem from doing this? So there's a well-known Tosfot in Baba Batra, where Tosfos says that you'll go up to Yerushalayim, and what are you going to see in Yerushalayim? So you spend all year working your land, and you spend all your time supporting your family. But there are people who dedicate significant portions of their time to Avodat Hashem, and who's that? The Kohanim. So if we make you bring your parrot to Yerushalayim and hang out there, so you're going to end up watching the Kohanim work a lot of the time. You're going to watch them being Osek Melechet Shamayim, Osek in the Avodah, and you'll end up more prone to Yirat Shemayim and to be Yosek in Torah. That's what Tosfot says in Baba Batra. So the Mishnah Chachma cites that, but he also cites two interesting other Mekorot. He says that, how does this happen? He says, L'man t'lmad l'yirat Hashem l'kecha kol yamim. Well, interestingly, there's a Gemara that cites this Pasuk and dorishes it as Elo Shabbatot v'yamim tovim. What is that talking about? How is Maaser Sheni going to get you to be Yirat Shemayim more? Because of Shabbos and Yontif. So that needs an explanation, of course, right? So what's the connection between Maaser Sheni and Shabbos Yontif? But the context of that Pasuk in that Gemara is that there was a Rabbi Yanai had a tenant farmer who would bring him fruit every Erev Shabbos. And one Erev Shabbos, he didn't show up in time, so Rabbi Yanai was mafrish from his own fruits already in advance, knowing that the fruit were coming, maybe they would come a little bit later. So the Gemara says he did the right thing because of this pasuk, L'man tilmad liyarad Hashem l'kecha. And Rashi explains that it shows you that you shouldn't let tikkun tevel be mevatel your oneg Shabbos. But the Meshech Chachma is dorish that pasuk, like taking that drash and making it literally. In other words, what is l'man tilmad til you? Elu Shabbatot v'yomim tovim, meaning Shabbos and Yontif somehow helps you be better in Yerushalayim. So we have this idea of Shabbos and Yontif helping you be better in Yerushalayim. And we know the idea of Maaser Sheni helping you be better in Yerushalayim from that Tosot in Baba Batra. So how does that make sense, combining those two together? So says the Meshech Chachma, the Kohanim, how do they make money? They're supported by the rest of Kol Yisrael, the rest of us. When we grow fruit, we give them truma. When we have animals, we give them, one of every ten. And we give them the first fruits. And we give all sorts of parts of the animal to the Kohanim. That's how we support them. The Kohanim don't have their own land. They don't do their own work. They get the portions that Hashem gave them. Hashem says they eat this part of the korban, they eat that fruit. That's what the Kohanim get. So therefore, it's hard for a person who works his land, earns his living, to relate to the Kohanim. And therefore, watching the Kohanim would dedicate their lives to Avodas Hashem, you go, well, that's for Kohanim. That's not for me personally. How am I supposed to learn from them? So therefore, there's this disconnect prevents you from learning from them. Says the Meshech Chachma, along comes the Shabbos while you're there. Meaning that's true the 6 days a week that you're in Yerushalayim. You brought all your Maaser Sheni fruits and you have to stay there and eat them until you finish them. So you're on Tuesday, Wednesday when you're there, so you have a different life than the Kohanim. You know what happens on Shabbos? Everyone is Osek Batorah and Avodat Hashem. And all of a sudden the plane is even. The playing field is even. And now you're able to relate to the Kohanim, and you're able to be inspired. So just like Tosfot said, bringing Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim helps you be inspired by watching the Kohanim. You're now able to be inspired, because that's what Shabbos is all about. Shabbos is all about the opportunity to learn Torah. There are two very, very, very important lessons in this Meshech Chachma. One, about the importance of watching people who are Osek Melechet Shamayim and Avoda, people who are tremendous Yirat Shamayim, tremendous Oskim Torah, just watching them and learning from them inspires them. I always tell our fellow Talmidim here in Yeshivat Har Tzion that as much as they learn in Shir from the Rebbeim and the Rashi Yeshiva, they can learn so much more just from watching them. watching them in their full time, watching them sitting at their makom in the Beis Medrash, in their spare time, they don't have spare time, they just learn, watching them interact with their family. There's so much to learn just from the way they relate to people, the way they compose themselves. There's so much more to learn from them than just the words that come out of their mouth in shir. That's one very important lesson. The second important lesson I can exemplify with a story from Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal that I like to tell, that when he had his 80th birthday, so there was a family Shabbos, and all his kids and grandkids were there, and they made it that each of the children or grandchildren was going to get to ask publicly one question to Rav Lichtenstein, and he was going to answer it in front of everybody. So one of the young granddaughters said to Rav Lichtenstein, "I know that on Shabbos we see that you learn, you stay up really late, and then you fall asleep eventually, and you sort of get up and you fall asleep until you slowly crawl off the bed. So why are you so mitakesh to learn on Shabbos and fall asleep while learning on Shabbos? Meaning, if you're going to fall asleep, why are you so careful about this learning?" So he said to her, "You know, how is he going to explain this to a 3 or 4 year old, however old she was?" And he said to her, "Well, for me, learning Torah is like chocolate, and Shabbos is like milk, and I love chocolate milk. There's a very special role learning Torah has for us on Shabbos. The end of the Meshech Chachma says, Yu'uyan Tana Rabbi Eliyahu Perek Aleph. If you look in that Tana Rabbi Eliyahu Perek Aleph, it describes that a person works 6 days a week and rests on the seventh, and that's when he comes back to his family. He's Nitzratze and Banav and Bnei Beito. That's where he appeases. They all come back to a peace. And if a person does Malach all week, how's he going to learn the Torah? Lo Yomush Sefer Torah Zemei Picha. So Hashem said, don't worry, I gave you Shabbos. Shabbos is our special opportunity to learn Torah. Shabbos is a time that's especially suited for Torah learning, and there are real maila to learning Torah on Shabbos. Not only those who went up, though, for Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim, who experienced the Kohanim or saw them being Osek Melechet Shamayim and Avoda and Osek B'Torah, but also for all the rest of us. Shkoyach.